This is KERA News. I'm Bill Ziebel. Richard Fisher has headed the Dallas Federal Reserve Bank for a decade. Next week, he steps down after leading the bank through a historic recession and a slow, steady recovery. He gave his goodbye speech on Friday. Fisher peppered his remarks to the Dallas Regional Chamber with his unapologetic Texas boosterism. He recalled being in New York, holding his little boy in the 1970s. The sights and sounds were impressive, but Fisher, who'd worked on Wall Street, was drawn here.
New York is fast losing its right to name itself the Empire State. New York is the past. Texas's Lone Star illuminates the real Empire State.
Fisher said facts justify his Texas pride. The state's output last year roughly equaled that of Canada. His staff created a map that equated New York's economy to Iran's. He said in his 10 years at the Dallas Fed, the state's economy grew 36%.
That increment equates to adding more than the entire output of Norway, my maternal homeland, and now one of the world's richest nations measured on a per capita basis.
Fisher likes numbers. During his tenure, the nation underwent its worst economic crisis since the Great Depression. He said a dysfunctional Congress didn't help.
During the recent financial crisis, I admit to having some doubts. I was given to saying that relative to the other economies in the world, America's was the best-looking horse in the glue factory.
Fisher has since changed his mind. He said it was up to the nation's central bank, the Federal Reserve, to stabilize the economy, and it did, without losing a penny. And he added Texas led the way in job growth in all income categories, not just low-wage jobs. In the past quarter century, he said Texas created 68 new jobs for every 100 that existed in 1990. He acknowledged that the steep drop in oil prices is having an impact on this energy-producing state.
But Texas is a diversified economy. The state has indeed benefited from higher oil prices. So, of course, lower oil prices are a headwind to economic growth here. But my researchers at the Dallas Fed don't see recession in the cards, as been asserted by J.P. Morgan and some others. They simply see a downgrade to growth to something more like 2%.
Which Fisher said is more in line with the national average. Robert Cherrick, vice president with Plains Capital, says Fisher leaves a legacy.
I will miss him, and I think the city of Dallas and the Dallas Fed will miss him. The country will miss him. I think he was served very, very well. He's obviously a strong believer in Texas and our entrepreneurial spirit and an approach of limited government control or supervision.
Richard Fisher didn't say what he would do or where he would go when he leaves his job March 19th. He's not ready to ride into the sunset, though, and used another horse analogy for his vision of the current U.S. economy. He said the country's like Triple Crown winner Secretariat in 1973, finishing at Belmont well ahead of the pack.
We're the best looking, the strongest, and the fastest horse on the global economic track.
And the jockey guiding that horse, he said, is Texas. Bill Ziebel, KERA News.